Barbados Celebrates Enduring Bond with Air Canada by Ron Fanfare. Around 7:35 a.m. on December 3, 1949, the inaugural Air Canada flight, then TransCanada Airlines, landed in Barbados with 44 passengers and crew. Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, BTMI, hosted a cocktail reception on December 2 at Hotel X in Toronto to mark the occasion. This celebration is a testament to the enduring bond between Barbados and Canada, a relationship that is built on trust, collaboration, and mutual respect, said Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding Edgell. It reflects the significance of air travel in fostering connectivity, cultural exchange, and economic prosperity between our two nations. Tonight is also a moment to acknowledge the power of connecting the world through joint travel. Air Canada established service to Barbados the same year that a terminal was built at Sewell Airport that was renamed Grantley Adams International Airport. This connection has led to Barbados being the longest-served destination in the Caribbean for Air Canada and has also played a vital role in shaping our tourism industry, Gooding Edgehill said. After COVID-19 pandemic restrictions were lifted, Air Canada was the first airline to resume service to Barbados. This demonstrated a deep and unwavering commitment to our shared recovery and resilience, said Gooding Edgehill. This partnership is more than air routes. It is about creating opportunities, building bridges, and ensuring that the joy of travel remains accessible and enriching. More than 74,000 Canadians visited Barbados in 2024. Approximately 2.7 million Canadians have visited between 1967 and 2023. Known for our unmatched hospitality, our Canadian visitors arrive as strangers and leave as friends, often returning to continue relationships that span generations, Gooding Edgehill said. What sets us apart is our ability to make every visitor feel like they are coming home. Air Canada serves Barbados daily through Lester B. Pearson International Airport in Toronto. During the winter, Canada's national airline flies four times weekly between Montreal and Barbados. Air Canada's dedication to service, safety, and reliability has been a cornerstone for our success, said Gooding Edgehill. We deeply value our partnership and are committed to continuing this journey together, fostering innovation, collaboration, and excellence in travel. Leaving Montreal and stopping in Bermuda, where it was delayed by a storm, and Jamaica, the inaugural flight on the Canadair DC-4M North Star propeller plane, took about 15 hours. Direct flights now last just over 5 hours. Serving Barbados continuously for 75 years, said BTMI Chief Executive Officer Andrea Franklin, is an incredible milestone. This remarkable partnership has connected people across borders and fostered strong cultural, economic, and tourism ties between our two nations, she said. Over the decades, Air Canada has played a pivotal role in bringing visitors to our island to experience its vibrant heritage, sunny landscapes, and hospitality. As we reflect on this shared journey, we look forward to celebrating this bond and building even greater opportunities for collaboration in the years to come. We will continue to offer Canadian visitors an immersive experience on the island where you are free to explore the authentic Bajan experience, whether it is romance, culinary, heritage, sports, or seascape adventures, said Franklin. You will land in Barbados for the first time as a visitor, and we welcome you back as family and friends. The largest percentage of repeat visitors to Barbados is from Canada. Glyn Clark, Barbados's ambassador to Canada, thanked Air Canada for its first-class service and commitment to the island, which gained its independence in November 1966. Air Canada would have been convinced to place its trust in our newly minted democracy, he said. I think we can all agree that fate has led to tremendous benefits for both Barbados and Air Canada. Here, I speak not only of business, but also of the friendship and support that Canada has had towards Barbados over the years. The direct people-to-people contact cannot be undervalued. While traveling across Canada as Barbados's top diplomat in Canada, Clark said Bajans in other provinces frequently inquire about Air Canada starting a service from their provinces to the Caribbean island. Given the uncertainty in regional air services, he also encouraged Air Canada to consider creating an express service using Barbados as a hub to serve the Caribbean region. This will surely encourage more inter-regional travel as well as Canadian travel, Clark said. Though we have excellent service from Air Canada, I believe there is an opportunity to improve from where we are to ensure that this relationship could be enhanced and deepened. Clark joined Gooding Edgell in acknowledging the BTMI team in Canada for going the extra mile in promoting Barbados as a destination of choice. Ryan Ford, the chief executive officer of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, also congratulated Air Canada for its excellent service over the decades. We have seen success throughout the years in our properties, attractions, experiences, and culinary offerings, he said. Ford also noted that Canadians were the highest real estate purchasers in Barbados last year. They don't just come for vacation, he added. They are investing in Barbados.